Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How does you do? I know. Yeah, everything's good, right? Right. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. It's Hajj Day. Everybody's looking forward to Nick Hajj Day. Nicholas Hajda, host of the Morning X. How is it going today, my friend? How is it going?
To answer that first question before I get into my music critique. Running slightly late this morning.
I noticed.
Everything's fine. It's fine. Okay. Just coming in hot.
It's good.
We're not quite discombobulated. But I would declare a kerfuffle.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
I'm kerfuffled.
Okay.
But I think we're going to be able to, stick the landing and...
Don't kerfuffle.
No, kerfuffle, that's fine. Oh, okay. That's acceptable. Yeah. That's within the plus minus... median realm of possibility things. Margin of error.
Right.
They stuck it. Now we're back. We're good to go.
Okay. Did you want to critique? No.
I do like this. You know, I love a good slow, somber cover.
Yeah.
Of a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
Surely somebody's already done that with the Rebecca Black Friday, but I did enjoy that one. That was a good job there.
Get out of here.
That was a good job there.
Get out.
And then right before we went on air, I learned that Weezer is in the Jason Dick I'm going to play an air instrument way up high along with it repertoire. I know you like doing the Jimmy World.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
Yeah, just the air piano for the end of... Sweetness is an unbelievable song. Arguably the best Jimmy World song of all time.
The worst thing about it is that you're an evangelical fan and won't shut up about it.
Yeah. But, go listen to that song. There are no keys, no piano in it for, 99%. And then just the last four bars, it's like, we're going to add a piano. I'm like,
The right percentage of piano in the Jason Dick School of Music.
I wasn't ready for it, okay? Just comes out of nowhere and punches you right in the stuff, man. Right in the stuff.
They Salt Bay the piano on you?
I did mean
to. And then Foo Fighters, is it Everlong, where they hit the one note? That's the other one you like to play?
No, it's All My Life. But that's enough musical talk to start the show today. I did mean to text you and say, hey, can I get one of them rides? You got any more of those rides to work? And then I forgot.
Why I slept through all my alarms.
It was too late last night. I was like, I don't want to ask him right now and then have to rearrange everybody's morning plans. So I'll be the Uber to work again guy, which is fine. What up to Jesus, who drove me this morning.
Nice.
And he was one of the talkative Uber drivers, which is fine. That's fine. All right. I can converse a little bit. I told you yesterday how I got a guy who I was pretty sure knew who I was and what was going on. Not that I'm anybody or anything is going on.
Yeah. Most people that order an Uber, they know who you are because it says, hey, you're Steve.
Yeah. So my Uber ride home.
Not an exclusive experience, Jason.
Home from the radio station yesterday. David picked me up here in front of Waterloo Media at 1:04 p.m. And I opened the door and he goes, you're Jason Dick, aren't you? And I was like... Well, I'm being picked up at the radio station. I have a jacket on that says 101X and Jason on it, so it's kind of hard for me to say no.
You're also a giant redhead.
At this point. And he said, that means I'm getting a $1 tip. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, yeah, I heard you this morning. I kind of figured it was you. He accepted the ride anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I got it. I mean, that's great. That's good. What do you
get?
Well, I don't want to alert the Uber drivers of the world, but yeah, it works. Okay, first of all, not only did he peer pressure me in that way, he told me that I was the second most famous person he'd ever driven, short of only my friend, your friend, our friend Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October.
Wow,
who he said gave him $100 tip.
Well, I mean, that's Justin, okay?
And I was a
rock star / movie star.
I immediately
/ motivational speaker
texted Justin, not so much to fact check this guy, more it was like a friendship check, a check for me and Justin. Mm-hmm. Like he will, if I text Justin, it's like, hey, you want to be on the radio this Friday, promote the thing? He immediately is like, hell yeah. Yes, brother, that's good to hear from you. But if I just check in with him about a funny anecdote about a nice Uber driver, I was like, is he going to respond? And he immediately hit me back with, that mofo is lying. however, he did say if it was before he got sober, Justin says he used to throw those things around like he was 50 Cent. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, David did get a $5 tip from me.
Nice.
So live in jealousy, Jesus. But it's going to be a fun show today. Oh, look, I forgot one of
this
these.
Body, you ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I'll tell you this. For $5, I will definitely give you a ride home this afternoon.
The Morning X.
Every day this-ish time, we have a very important inquiry for you. The Morning X Burning X question. What's got you Burning X today, Hajda?
Do other animals besides humans have breasts? Yes, no, this show is stupid. Are your options on Twitter?
So you
would set this up.
Well, so this comes from yesterday. I suppose now that mine is secure, I'm free to tell you guys. Actually, thanks to Nick Hajda for the reminder that I my annual tradition ordered a Valentina's Tex-Mex smoked turkey. They do smoked turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
there's a free plug, Valentina's. Maybe next time I come in for a $14 taco, it's $12 or something. Like that.
I only reminded you. No, it'll never be. Because I was worried. Usually in the past, you wait until the last minute and you're able to use your radio clout to browbeat them into getting one. Or you just pay exorbitant last-minute prices.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, both situations have changed for my guy. Just let me make sure you get your turkey in.
Yeah, and I secured the bird. But with that came the decision, do I go Tom or do I go hen? Mm-hmm. In years past, I think I was, as Nick pointed out, like just coming in at the last minute and they're like, Jason, we got one Tom left. I was like, that's a dick Tom, all right? Mark it down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had my choice, and there's a slight price difference, gigantic size difference, and then we got into a whole Tom versus hen debate. And it was actually Nick logic, if I recall correctly. You were like, well, if we're eating turkey, you want the breast meat.
You go with the lady.
You would go with the hen, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, hold on. Do turkeys have boobs, right? And then I was like, do any animals other than human beings have...
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Have breasts?
You know, I mean, butter the lady turkey?
Obviously, breast tissue. And then, yeah, it led into a whole mini unarable. I think I said something about, like, is there ever a flamingo with just some dangling-ass tatas? If you gave a push up bra to a hippopotamus, would you have like a hippo Cardi B on your ass?
You know when you got a fat ass.
See, they seem more Kardashian prone for me.
Yeah,
get us some Skims and some Spanx.
But yeah, I am now. I don't know. I'm 41.9 years old and learning for the first time. I think human beings are the only one that differentiate between the men's and the ladies' breeds with.
First of all, I think neither one of us can
ample breast tissue.
Sit there and say there's a difference in breasts between us and those ladies.
Hey. I have smaller breasts than 88% of the lady community. Okay?
Sure.
There are dudes who have it far worse than I.
Yes. I also enjoyed how you got into an argument with your mom over which is tastes better.
Oh. Well,
the Tom or the hen?
My mom is in charge of Thanksgiving, and I just purchased the turkey. She does everything else, and then I've never had this decision, so I quickly texted her, and I was like, do we want Tom or do we want hen? And she immediately said, Tom, more flavorful. And I went to the internet at the same time, and the internet said exactly the opposite. And so we went with the hen.
Well, Anna just tweeted at us at 101X Morning X. Ever been to a grocery store? They sell chicken breasts.
No,
and chickens are mammals.
I know that they have breasts.
I know.
Meat.
Here's the thing: is that we're going to get into an argument over what is a breast, because according to Wikipedia, mammals get their name from the Latin word "mama," which means breast. The mammary glands are arranged in organs such as the breast in primates.
Okay.
For example, humans and chimpanzees.
No, I'll follow.
The udder and ruminants, which are cows, goats, sheep, and the dugs of other animals, dogs and cats. So my short answer, my immediate was like, of course, you idiot. The whole point of mammals is that we have hair, we have breasts.
That's
lactate.
The whole point of mammals?
That's what separates mammals from birds and reptiles and other people, is that we lactate. But apparently, humans are the only ones to have like breasts at all times. Everybody else, all the other mammals, Just whenever you're
something for milk production?
Yes, and then they go away.
Because you're right. Now I can think of a cow that does have some dangling ass tatas. All right.
Technically, those are four tatas in one.
Yeah. Which if I don't really ever say that word tatas. I know, but the one that I'm replacing it with seems more crass. Or the one that I'm replacing is
Tiggle Bitties?
That's the one. That's what I was referring to.
Now we're getting into an argument of like, what is... So you might... It's not as dumb as I thought. I initially thought this was the dumbest thing.
Obviously, I know. I've had... There's breast meat, okay?
But basically, it's semantics.
I'll have a chicken breast, a turkey breast, a salmon breast. Oh, wait, no salmon breast. You don't have salmon? I don't know, man. Now I gotta check the wording on this. It should be boobs, okay? Do they have boobs? All right, that's the real question here. At 101X Morning X on Twitter, go vote. Morning X. New stuff from Green Day. They have just announced they will be in Austin, Texas to promote the new record September 10th, 2024. So just 10 and a third short months away.
Wow, that'll be here like
Green Day
no time.
Will be here. I believe...
I can barely sleep. I'm so excited.
Tickets officially on sale a week from today, but there's a whole army of pre-sale tickets to give away. If you want, stick around, because I bet we have some to give away. Your favorite real alternative classic, Hajda? Safety Dance?
It's up there.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air. My guy, Nicholas Hajda.
It's an all-scam edition of Hajda Headlines today, because it only took jurors 4.5 hours of deliberations to find Sam Bankman-Fried guilty for his role in the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX.
That's not good.
I know, he's one of your fellow crypto brethren. He was found guilty on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy in total, including stealing billions of dollars from the accounts belonging to his customers.
He's just borrowing it, man.
Yeah. He just needed hardwood ceilings.
He's borrowing it.
Bankman Fried will be sentenced next March and faces up to 110 years in prison.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin has officially become one of the largest cities in the country to get rid of parking requirement minimums yesterday. The theory is that lowering the cost of development will lead to more affordable homes, since builders will not be forced to recoup the cost of expensive parking spaces. According to city estimates, such costs could add up to $200 a month to a tenant's eventual rent. And finally, I initially dismissed this story as beneath our journalistic standards, but due to popular demand, police in Florida are warning residents about a truck made to look like a Border Patrol vehicle, but instead it says Booty Patrol. Watch out for the Booty Patrol. There's a resident in Florida. It is a truck that is painted green to make it look like the Border Patrol thing, has flashing blue and red lights.
Yeah.
And it says Booty Patrol on the side. So they posted on Facebook warning people that he might be trying to impersonate law enforcement and pull you over.
The guy's not in trouble. He's not going to pull you over. Get out of here. He's just driving around a notice me vehicle.
Well, it's the flashing lights. You cannot have flashing red and blue lights. Otherwise, that's bad.
Right.
The owner of the truck says that he's never tried to pull anyone over.
Right.
He's just been having fun.
Yeah.
Just been having fun.
Exactly.
Driving around the Booty Patrol. So the cops apparently are okay with all of that as long as the lights are removed.
Oh, they have to take the lights off? Just don't turn them on.
You can't have red and blue lights.
Can you have the pink and yellow lights?
He could have flashing boobs on the top of it, and that would be fine. Nobody's going to confuse that with a cop.
What is the point of that? Like, what if
the attention?
Yeah,
it's the having the
is it
old
a promotional vehicle. Are you promoting a strip club of some sort? Or
no, just a guy who's a fan
of
booties.
Like,
just,
let's go.
Yeah,
get in the booty
to some ladies and be like, "What's up, ladies? What you doing? Illegal."
Never trust them Florida men's.
For the record, I want to tell you about a Canadian man who is very proud of his enormous zucchini. So,
excuse me.
Yep.
You want to?
I wanted to.
Oh,
can't
but you
do
made,
it because
you
we
made
had,
that
had to cover
decision.
The booty patrol.
All right.
So.
Texas K-State football, 11 a.m. kick tomorrow. Hajda, who you got?
Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
You never fail.
You got a score for me?
No.
I'm going to go Texas 24-13 over the K-State Wildcats. Ooh. That's right. Low scoring. We're going to run the ball. All right.
I'll go 32-12.
Your San Antonio Spurs.
San Antonio.
owners of the Phoenix Suns. Take that. In particular, Victor Wembanyama, 38 points, a career high. I hate when people do that, but... I'm going to do it now.
Wait, how many games is this?
It's seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. A career high 38 for your guy, including 10 in a crucial final 4-minute stretch in the Spurs. 132-121. They beat the Suns for the second time in 3 days. And finally this on your Texas Rangers.
63 years is a long time to wait. But the Texas Rangers are World Series champions.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ratings are not great. The ratings are, in fact, very poor.
Yeah.
Now, listen, if you are a Rangers fan and some hateful Astros fan, maybe his name is Chance Mock, maybe it's not, but he comes at you like Chance Mock came at me last night. I'm obviously the Rangers fan in this scenario, and says, hey.
You say wearing a Pittsburgh Pirates pork pie hat.
The people at home can't see that, all right?
But that's important.
I was yesterday wearing a Rangers hat, so he came at me saying, it's the lowest rated World Series in history. And I said, au contraire, Chance Mock. They didn't even tell them. The television wasn't invented for like 40 World Series. Okay?
I might say that the majority of them were not televised.
It cannot be the least watched World Series in history when there were no TVs for like a million of them. So knock it off. However, it is the least watched fall classic in recorded television history.
But if you told me that, like, it's last year was the least watched, the year before that was the least watched, I'd be like, of course it's trending down.
That's not totally true, but yes, because of the fragmentation of media and the new world that we live in.
Baseball's been boring.
And baseball is going...
But they fixed it with the pitch clock.
That's not exactly correct. Nielsen says the World Series averaged 9.11 million viewers. That is the lowest ever, worsting the 9.79 million viewers from the 2020 series. That was Dodgers over Rays pandemic year. They played all those games at the Globe Life Field there in Arlington as well. Nick is correct. Every year, on the most part, the bar graph just keeps on going down.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about that. Also, I recently saw some Nielsen data about this particular show that you're listening to, and I think that those people are liars.
The Morning X.
Real alternative classic from Madness. You know what's a classic to me? Dear Redacted, Haja, what's on the way?
It's that time of year to argue about daylight savings time.
Oh, get it on, man. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Nick Haja's Dear Redacted coming up in just a second. Hold on.
The Morning X.
Nick and Dick and my guy, Nicholas Hajda, he gets angry sometimes, gets mad, starts pounding his fist, stomping his feet, steam coming out of his ears. And that's the point of this whole segment, is letting him release some of that pent-up anger, aggression, hit the pressure release valve on some of that steam that he's got built up there. A segment called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajda gets blood hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted.
The idea is Nick redacts, takes out the name of whoever it is he's upset with so that nobody gets their feelings hurt. Can't sue us. Sue what?
Yeah. In this case, it's because I don't know this J-hole's name who's in charge of this effort. But it's November 3rd, 2023. You know what that means? A monumental day.
Yeah.
A huge deal. And we want to make every year. It's when you remember that, the clocks are moving back.
Right.
On Sunday, so...
Daylight saving time.
Yeah, you get an
losing
extra hour
time.
Of,
yeah, bonus hour.
Bonus hour of drinking if you're out this Saturday.
Man, I remember when that used to be like the most badass thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're in the bar... And it's 1:53, and normally you're like, how many more Jaeger bombs can I drink before they kick us out of this place? And it's like, a lot, man, because at 2 o'clock, it goes back to 1 o'clock.
It's like, if you're so not even a normal last call works for you, here's the extra one. This is the guaranteed sure. She'll make that wrong
I never
decision.
Thought about that. That's how deep my alcoholism ran, was that the last hour in the bar was never trying to hook up. It was just like, I need more drinks. More.
A fan of the whole, you call it happy minutes, where you try to get down there like with 15 minutes to spare just to get a shot and a beer.
No.
You've done that before. Yeah. We try to get downtown way late. Anyway, it's not about you and your addiction to fun.
What I'm saying is that now I can't even stay out till midnight.
Yeah. But We are falling back, and I know everybody's like, "Ah, oh, but this time we're making it permanent."
Yeah,
right?
This is the last time ever, right?
No, you're doing it wrong.
Why? Why?
You don't want to be permanent daylight savings time. You want to be permanent daylight wasting time, or just normal time. And there's a lot of science that goes into this. Some of it goes back and forth both ways. Each side has arguments for it. But the whole basic idea is it's dangerous because it's darker in the morning. So those kids get hit when they're waiting for the bus by cars because you can't see it. Everybody's more tired because it throws off your circadian rhythms or something like that. I don't care about any of that. They also tell you that the reason we want to do it.
Nick doesn't care about kids getting hit by cars.
I care, but that's not the reason why I'm upset. Sure, uh-huh. Yes, we should avoid doing that. But also, kids, they have headlights, okay? How hard is it to see the car coming, all right? Just, you know. Anyway, but the reason is just because we are going on an artificially induced time scale. We have evolved for millions or perhaps thousands of years, depending on your thoughts on the thing. But we've evolved for a long time to operate under the sun rises at this time and it sets at this time and it slightly changes, but we've evolved it. Now we're going to be all permanently against nature, against natural time. Whereas if we just waited until the spring, when we spring forward, we're on the same time frame as the entire universe. The planet, the stars, the moons. I know it's not making sense to you. I can see you switching your...
Yeah. But I could be simple. It could be making sense to people out in regular land.
For billions of years, human beings and life on this planet has evolved on the natural time scale. And now we're saying, no.
What does that mean?
We're going to move an hour back.
The natural time scale.
Just everything was the same. Everything happened. Everybody's on the same page. Everything happened. The sun rose and this. We all just adjusted with it and dealt with it.
Yeah.
But now we're just like, you know what?
Why are we not doing it?
Clocks minus one.
Well, so I understand.
It's an artificially induced time.
I understand what you're saying. You would rather it pause under the, you know, for our forever time, our forever scale, be whatever we're doing right now, today, on November the 3rd, or where it gets light.
If humans
later
never existed,
and stay,
or perhaps when we come to a time where humans cease to exist, it will, on Monday morning...
I was trying to explain it in normal person terms, but
it will
continue.
Be 8 o'clock and not 9 o'clock. But okay. Now we're saying, no, it's really 9 o'clock, but we're going to make it 8 o'clock.
Well,
or the opposite, whichever way it goes.
What does it matter?
Because one is natural and homeopathic and all good and organic, and the other one is full of preservatives and chemicals and processed time.
Nothing is natural about the words 8 o'clock, okay? Nothing is homeopathic about 8 a.m.
Your body knows, Jason.
No,
your
it doesn't.
Body can
your
tell.
Body...
Your body can tell,
when
okay?
When Jesus put you together,
you
assembled your bones,
our body can tell, okay?
He didn't put a Casio on your wrist so you knew what time it was. It doesn't matter.
You know what?
Your body will adjust as every year it does. Maybe it takes you a couple of days if you're a weak spirit. But eventually you're like, okay, I'm adjusted to the new time. And the point is, you'll be on that time forever. We won't move it anymore.
That's a very good point. If the Roman Empire had daylight savings time, who knows when Jesus would have risen? Okay?
It's for tomorrow!
They all show up outside that rock, and they're like, where is he? It's the day three, but Jesus is in there. He's still asleep. He's all groggy. He's snoozing. We might not have Christianity as we know it, Jason.
We're going to have, though, more morning sunshine, less evening sunshine. No, the opposite. More morning.
More night sunshine.
More night sunshine.
Which just
sunshine.
Drives capitalism.
Get the...
That's why they did it.
Did that make sense to anybody out there? Did you guys get that? Nick did explain his Dear Redacted to me in words that I could see what he was going for. I don't know if that means he's correct, but
heart, I'm right. Okay.
That's hardly ever been the case.
I am correct.
That's fine.
You just figure it out. I can't explain it.
Speaking of hearts, it is a very important today. Let's do one for the super fans on the other side of this break. Hold on.
The Morning X.
Joke court still to come. Dennis De La Pena, Fox 7. Join us in about an hour or so. And at some point, we have Bert Kreischer tickets to give away once again. But yesterday, Nicholas Hajda surprised me when you said what to me, Hajda?
You're not my supervisor?
No. I mean, you do say that a lot, but no. You said I'm very nice.
Because it's true.
It wasn't even a nice thing, but he said
You're way more photogenic than you I would expect from how you look in person.
Nick did say that, which I thought was mean.
That's a compliment.
No, today, November the 3rd, is a very important day.
Yeah, it's the day we get mad about daylight savings.
Today is my wedding anniversary. All right.
Yeah, I didn't see the ring on your finger.
I don't know why yesterday, Nick, just in the middle of the show, yesterday, November 2nd, Nick goes, oh, hey, happy anniversary, buddy. And I'm like, it is a weird thing that I celebrate my anniversary despite not being married for most of these years.
Well, because usually
would you tell me on November 2nd? Why wouldn't you wait until the November 3rd to say happy anniversary?
Usually what happens is you come in here and you're like, you guys are jerks. You guys are all the
I see. So you're trying to scoop
this
me.
This weird, creepy anniversary that I celebrate that nobody gives up about. And so I finally put it in my phone.
Wow, you set a reminder in your phone for my anniversary.
I'm so tired of you complaining about this. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put a thing in there. Now, my phone is weird in that anytime I put a note in my calendar, it never alerts me to that.
Okay.
But if I say alert me a couple of days before, that it's like clockwork.
I think you have to set it to have an alert.
I will show you the settings on this anniversary thing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yes.
But the point is, like, it always will alert me the day before. And I was like, I got to get credit. If I do congratulate you now, I've done it. A mission accomplished, and I don't care about what happens
on the actual day. Thank you, my friend. November 3rd, 2007, I made the mistake that so many of you have made and got married to the person who I at that time thought I would spend the forever with. I wonder if I would love to go back in time and ask Truth Serum 2007 Jason Dick if I thought that I was going to be with her forever.
I question that because how many times did it take this proposal to sink in?
All right, if we want to get, I don't want to do a whole forensics on all of the entire relationship, but yeah, it was my third proposal that took. All right,
third time's the charm, they say.
Well, because the first two, all right, they were just like I was attempting to play them as get out of jail free cards, which I do not recommend, boys and girls.
Wait, what?
I do not recommend.
Like you screwed up, and so to get out of jail, let's get married.
Yes, 100%. Look, I was 25 years old. What was I supposed to do?
I want to know what you just come home, it's like 4 a.m, you're drunk, you can't find your pants, and she's mad, you're like, babe, you just peed in the closet.
No.
And you turn around, will you marry me? I will make you the luckiest woman in the world.
I've told this story to you and to the listeners, but you surely have all forgot. But yeah, I don't remember what I was in trouble for, but I was on thin ice. It was about to be over. And so, yeah, I went to Highland Mall.
How long did it take you to come up with this brilliant plan of I'll just propose my way out of trouble?
Like most plans, I just followed my instincts as soon as they came to me. I was like, I went to Highland Mall. I went to whatever the random jeweler is in Highland Mall. I said, I need an engagement ring. And the lady there, like, I saw the commission light up in her eyes, and she's like, let's go. And so I picked one out. I was like, yeah, that's the one. Let's go.
And it does make sense that you just instinctually knew, like, yes, that's how I get out of this is proposed. But I was like, I like the idea of just you get your brain trust together, all your boys, and you're like, all right, guys, I've really screwed up.
What
do I do?
I would never.
Like, get flowers?
Consult with anybody. I know better.
One guy's like, I'll get married.
I bought a ring for, I'll tell you, I bought a ring for $3,200. Now, in 2007, that was a lot of hundreds of dollars. That's a lot of hundreds of dollars for me today.
I'll buy you a house.
No, and so I bought a ring. I went over, did a whole plan, tried to propose. And I did propose, and she kind of just like, stop this. And then quickly pointed out, this is
is how you know it's love.
Any of you guys out there who are considering making this same mistake, which I'm going to tell you in a moment is not necessarily a mistake. Try to figure out if you're going to pick out the ring, what kind of jewelry your girl wears, because I got her a yellow gold engagement ring because that's what they look like in the cartoons, okay? Mm-hmm. A gold ring is gold. And she's like, do you ever see me wear yellow gold? I was like, what other colors of gold are there? And she says, white gold. I wear white gold. I was like, how am I supposed to know? Look at your fingers. But
have a mature, normal relationship.
And man, the saddest part was not me being rejected on this wedding proposal, mm-hmm. but instead the look in the eyes of the ring sales lady at Highland Mall as I walked back in to return it, and she knew that commission that she had already earmarked for something was going right back into the machine. Sorry about that.
Did you do the thing like Wayne in Wayne's World where he keeps checking on that guitar and they're like, it's not going to take, Jason. She's like, I don't know why you keep checking on this ring. Nobody believes she's going to say yes.
I don't remember what proposal number two was, but proposal number three was perfect. Nailed it. We'll share none of those details with you. We got married November 3rd, 2007. Did you know me then?
No.
I wish that you had known me back then.
I think
I was someone you would have liked.
Yeah, agreed. I think literally the first day that I met you was you announcing getting divorced on the radio.
Well, that would have been, because you were an intern before that, right?
If that was not the first day, it was definitely the first week.
I probably announced not our divorce, but that we were breaking up, separating, because we didn't get divorced until 2009.
Okay, fine, sure. Yes. No, it was like your wife was leaving you. You were sad. And
the point is, I still celebrate my wedding anniversary, even though we have been divorced since, let's see here, December of 2009. How long?
I understand it was a kick-ass wedding, so yeah.
It was a party, man. We got married at Stubbs Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Try that today, kids, all right? There's no way that you could pull it off for what we were able to do it with. No, it is because I still feel that I am a better person, partner for my for Bumbleina today. All right, everything about me is better because I had that experience. Now, I'm not recommending to anybody that you go get married and then subsequently divorced to improve yourself, but it is not an experience that I look back upon with sour grapes. All right,
it's worked for J-Lo.
It was a positive experience in my life. All of that negativity has turned into a positivity in my life. All right.
I mean, it would be hard for you to come out worse.
the bar was so low with your
relationship with your now ex-wife.
Yeah.
That it would be hard for you to be like that, not to have improved you.
I don't really understand what that means, but it's funny that the anniversary is happening this time is mm-hmm. because do you know who was here just 2 nights ago? All right. 2 nights ago at the Moody Center. You know who was performing?
I want to run through the halls of my high school.
Hang on, I'll get it.
Do you not use context clues, you dumb? Do you really not know that?
No, but keep going. I'll figure it out.
That's John Mayer.
All right.
John Mayer.
Yes.
Was here at the Moody Center acoustic tour.
Did you know our relationship with your wife?
Our guy Dave B is a John Mayer guy.
You guy's just a going to concerts guy.
Yeah, that's fine. Got a little bogged down on the beginning of this segment.
Apologies.
So I can't really share with you all the details I had planned, but in fact, it's probably good because definitely some mental health issues that back in 2009, 10, 11, whenever these things came about, we were able to laugh about. But my girlfriend invented it. My ex-wife invented a relationship with John Mayer.
She thought John Mayer was singing directly to her in all of his songs at all times.
Right,
Started following around, popping up backstage, stalking him. It's fine.
Well, she didn't do that exactly. She had, to the best of my knowledge, exactly one encounter with him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she eventually wrote a book called How I Married John Mayer. Mm-hmm. I have since lost contact with her.
He would not have had to ask 3 times.
He would not have had to ask
her to marry him.
Yeah. You know what? I was gonna read you an interesting text, but I'm not gonna do it for you anymore.
The Morning X.
Joke court still to come. Your chance at tickets to see Bert Kreischer. But right now, it's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news of the Nick Hajda.
It took jurors only 4.5 hours of deliberations to find Sam Bankman-Fried guilty for his role in the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX. He was found guilty on 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy in total, including stealing billions of dollars from the accounts belonging to his customers. He will be sentenced next March and faces up to 110 years in prison. Meanwhile, here in town, Austin has officially become one of the largest cities in the country to get rid of parking requirement minimums. The theory is that lowering the cost of development will lead to more affordable homes, since builders will not be forced to recoup the cost of expensive parking spaces. According to city estimates, such costs could add up to $200 a month to a tenant's eventual rent. And finally, the FDA is considering banning a potentially harmful ingredient found in some sodas. Specifically, the use of brominated vegetable oil.
Oh, not my bro vegetable oil.
Sometimes known as BVO. So they're coming after your Bevo.
Brominated vegetable oil.
Yeah. It's basically is a pungent, deep red, oily chemical.
All right.
It is used to keep all of the flavors in the soda from just rising to the top. So it keeps everything mixed in there.
Yeah. We like the flavors all mixed throughout, not rising to the top.
It's also commonly used...
I need the brominated vegetable oil.
Well, you can get it from flame retardants.
That's fine.
Which is where it's commonly used in as
not
well.
Not only will I have a delicious beverage, but I won't catch on fire.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. It has been linked to numerous health hazards, including nervous system damage, headaches, skin and mucous membrane irritation, fatigue, loss of muscle coordination, and memory.
I've had some of those.
Yeah.
Is it all the soda that I drink?
I don't know.
Do I drink soda?
You are constantly rubbing flame retardants on you. So
do I drink soda, Nick Hashta?
You have a reward for being a good boy is a delicious Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. So that counts, Diet Mountain Dew? Because I know everybody was all up in arms about the high fructose corn syrups.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm a diet soda guy, bro. And they're like, oh, that's even worse. Aspartames?
I mean,
you got holes in your brain. And I'm like, I know.
When you pee, is it yellow dye number 5? Because then you got a problem.
It is definitely not. Look, man, I know that we are society should continue to evolve and be better. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's evidence that we're doing the opposite of that all around us every day.
Because of all that Bevo in our soda.
But look, do we have to? Is it the soda that's killing us? All right. What'd you tell me yesterday? Thomas Jefferson lived to be 181 years old or something like that?
Definitely not. Just like 80. It was 80s.
Well, 80s. Okay. Yeah. He lived to be 80.
Off by 100.
He lived to be 80 years old in the 1700s.
Yes.
That's like 200 in today years. Okay. And he was
also a former president, okay? They have access to good health care and nutrition and things.
I bet you he would drink the brominated corn syrup.
You think he was a Mountain Dew guy?
Diet Mountain Dew.
Thomas Jefferson.
Sports.
Code Red for sure. That's a Code Red guy.
Code Red guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Congratulations again to the Texas Rangers.
63 years is a long time to wait. But the Texas Rangers are World Series champions.
You guys did it, and congratulations to the children of the DFW who don't have to go to school today, as it is parade day in North Texas. The parade begins at 12:15. I got to say, it is pretty lame. I think somebody on our Outsiders Longhorn Football YouTube show last night said, congratulations, I look forward to the parade going from one Applebee's to another. Alleging that Dallas is a generic community. I don't know. I don't care.
Well, definitely Arlington.
But it is pretty.
That's just suburban sprawl.
Have you been to I've taken you to Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
We've been together. And where Cowboy Stadium is, Globe Life Field is right next door. Six Flags is right there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like
Just flat parking lots. Are they just going to be circling the stadium?
That's basically
is
what
that
they're
parade?
Doing. They're leaving from Globe Life Field and they're going up around the Six Flags, down through all of Jerry Jones's parking lots, and then back to Globe Life Field.
Quick stop at the Tesla Supercharger.
Yeah, starts at 12:15 today. We could still make it, man. We could still make it.
Let's do it, man.
And giving the kids a day off from school, is that necessary?
I think the idea is that they're going to do it anyway.
Couldn't just wait till tomorrow?
I don't know, man.
Couldn't just wait and have the parade on a weekend day? Sorry, kids. I'm not trying to force you into
school. You know how those teachers are. Any excuse to take a day off.
Your San Antonio Spurs. They're doing it, man. They own the Phoenix Suns. 132-121 last night. The second victory over the Suns in two Second victory over the Suns in 3 days. Figure it out, Jason. Victor Wembanyama, he's good. 38 points, including 10 in the final 4 minutes of the contest. And finally, this Longhorn football tomorrow morning versus K-State, 11 a.m. kickoff. Perfect day for tailgating. You're going to have to get out early, though. I believe 9 o'clock in the morning you can join the 101X tailgate.
18th in Colorado.
Complimentary beverages, details over at 101X.com. If you want some in-depth analysis about the game, I mean, we weren't capable of that ever in under any circumstances. But our man Dennis De La Pena, Fox 7 Sports, will join us straight up 9 o'clock today, and we'll talk about the game specifically. I, as you know, Nick, like to deliver the news. Who is playing Longhorn City Limits?
Yeah.
It is, of course, Matt and Kim.
I like it.
You like it.
I like them. I like this. This is the first one that I was like, ooh.
We cut the legs off of our pants.
Now, is it a good fit?
It seems like a weird choice. Like, yeah. Longhorn City Limits, you can't go wrong with country. Some important hip-hop act from 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's always some sort of, like, forced ethnic performance that comes at us.
Yeah.
A local,
sometimes they have a girl named Kaylin Butts.
A local or borderline local legend. Last week they had Gary Clark Jr. I'm going to say full-on legend. That's
only
pretty,
a matter of time before they get to you.
You got. Hey, you know what, Longhorn City Limits? I have great enthusiasm, and it's clear you're not interested in my band. That's fine. Why am I not hosting? Why am I not emceeing? Throw some of them corporate bucks my way, all right? What do you mean? Did you just hear the enthusiasm with which I introduced a band I've never heard or cared about?
Yeah.
I should be the host of Longhorn City Limits.
The Morning X.
Real alternative classic from Pet Shop Boys there. It's Nick and Dick here. Our favorite Friday fun feature.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people. Those who prosecute terrible jokes and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
Joke Court, where we put ourselves on trial for crimes against comedy. Mm-hmm. Today, the All Nick edition. I don't know if I was clean because I didn't have any jokes in my COVID brain or if I just perfected the art, man.
I also just kind of mostly tune you out.
Oh, I noticed that part. I appreciate that. We'll play you a clip from something that's happened previous earlier this week. And then you go on Twitter at 101X Morning X. You are the judge, jury, executioner. You tell us, is that person guilty? We'll start with this one. I believe this was yesterday. We were doing news about how Britney Spears' childhood home.
This is my house. Is
up for sale. I guess it's her family owned it until 3 years ago. They sold it for like
dad specifically sold it.
$250,000 or something like that. And now somebody's trying to sell it for $1.1 million. Mm-hmm. I think the idea is it's going to be like a Britney Spears Airbnb or some sort of, I don't know. But then Nick comes in with this belly buster.
So what you're saying is this person who bought her home,
mm-hmm.
toxic?
Wow.
I don't understand what you, wow, your reaction to that. That's a solid musical reference joke, you know?
Because Britney Spears has a song called Toxic. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sing me some more of the song.
That girl is toxic.
That's definitely not
Nobody
it.
Nobody cares about that. It's the
You know what? I will agree that it is a pretty solid joke. Did you have to Google Britney Spears songs before?
No, I knew that.
You knew that.
Because I'm a fan of the
Now I'm have to find this. We don't have Britney Spears. We don't have Toxic in here, do we?
No. It's probably might be in the archives here. We can get it here in a second. But no, that's a solid joke. And not only, Your Honor, for the first time ever, I have joke court witnesses.
Oh, really?
Former morning show host Emily Edge was apparently listening, and she texted me. And she said, Nick, that was a sweet, toxic Britney Spears joke.
If there was ever a character witness for joke court that I did not want. I'm just kidding, Emily. That's fine.
I'm just saying, she even chimed in. And I don't know why she's awake this early if she doesn't have to be, but whatever.
What are you doing?
So, yeah.
You're going to be up and get your ass in here and do some radio. Okay.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
At 101X Morning X on Twitter, vote is Nick's toxic joke. Guilty or acceptable here?
All my friends are toxic.
Oh. No, no, so close.
That's not the one.
That's different.
Okay, this one, we were discussing President Biden. Saw a Mission Impossible movie.
He signed some sort of legislature to prevent AIs from taking over, and it's because he saw the new Mission Impossible where the AI takes over, and it got scared, and he's like, we got to do something about this AI.
And I was just surprised to find out that the president is watching new Mission Impossible movies, mm-hmm. or really any movies at all, and I was asking what goes on Biden movie night. Do they have a scary movie night because it's Halloween season? And Nick says,
Biden doesn't do scary movies because he fights off the Grim Reaper every day.
Which, again,
because he's old.
Right. We understand.
The Grim Reaper's always trying to get him.
Let's hope that he has four more
years. But old Slippery Joe.
Old Slippery Nick Hajda is just lifting his jokes straight from Saturday Night Live.
Like almost word for word, too. But... And here, I know you've got some evidence of your own to submit before the court, but I'm going to then tell you this.
What?
I don't know if this was supposed to be Jim Carrey, Woody Harrelson was Joe Biden, Ted Lasso guy, Jason Sudeikis has been Biden, but now it's currently Mikey Day, and he's terrible. So I did this Biden joke better than the comedy geniuses at Saturday Night Live.
That's why I got a plan for Halloween. It's called Boo Back Booer. With all the classics, goblins, ghouls, and of course... the Grim Reaper, who I physically fight every single day.
Look, am I particularly proud of what I did? Not really.
Is
it going on the reel? No. Did I crush it better than Mikey Day, who is a professional comedy person?
Why did you do it better?
Because he's just awful. I didn't try to do a terrible Joe Biden.
Well, that's kind of what Saturday Night Live is. They have impressionists.
It's got awful, so you know what? Better than Saturday Night Live, going on the reel.
I have not seen it. I'm going to have to go and, you know what? Can I make an official declaration? 8:31 a.m. on November the 3rd. Former, I've seen every Saturday Night Live. I have no longer seen every Saturday Night Live. It is, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Have I grown out of comedy? Is that what's happening? Am I not particularly pleased with some of the casting decisions as of recent late?
You kicked out of your mommy's Hulu so you can't watch it on Sunday morning?
I watch it on the television, okay?
There it is.
Tune the rabbit ears to KXAN 36 on Saturday nights at 10:36 p.m.
You watch Nate Bargatze in black and white.
That's how I watch the Saturday. No, I've fallen off the Saturday Night Live train. I'm no longer your official Saturday Night Live guy. So I don't know. I haven't seen Mikey Day as Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. At 1:00 next morning, X on Twitter. It's vote on Nick's absolute ripped off Joe Biden.
Stick
joke.
To Is It Cake, Mikey Day. Okay, that's what I tell you.
That's a bit
Netflix
that they do
thing
as well.
That he's the host of. Yeah.
Okay. And we have, is this joke court history that we're making right here, ladies and gentlemen? We have an entry that includes no audio. I suppose we could have found something, but it was Halloween on Tuesday, and Nick... at great expense and great effort, dressed up as Bob Barker for Halloween. But no, that's the Price is Right music, ladies and gentlemen. Nick did not go. Obviously, Bob Barker tragically passed away this year, so I'm sure it is a perfectly apt pop culture Halloween costume. But Nick did not go as Bob Barker from The Price is Right. He went as...
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
Happy Gilmore.
Look,
Bob
Barker. I thought that was the right decision. I thought that's what all the kids these days know. They don't know him. Nobody's ever watched CBS at 10 in the morning.
Nobody knows anything about The Price is Right.
Adam Sandler movie, they're all about it. That's the cool, edgy Bob Barker you want to be.
The kids are all about that Happy Gilmore movie from 1993.
I went with the mistake of trying to do some sort of zombie makeup, which just made me do green face, which is, I think, culturally fine, but just a bad look. Uh-huh. People confused me with Bill Murray from Zombieland. It was a disaster. It ruined my day on Monday or whenever we did it. Bad mistake. You can go see pictures at 101X Morning X if you haven't already. Catch up on the podcast for all of the way too much Bob Barker content. But the moral of the story is I'm pleading guilty.
Oh, really?
Because, Jason, you were... You were right. I should have gone as game show Bob Barker.
Right. Get a gray suit, a long, skinny microphone.
I thought that I shouldn't have invested that much. People I shouldn't have bought a suit.
Nobody knows.
Spent suit money on a costume.
A weird
I thought
cameo
I was being economical.
From the fourth best Adam Sandler movie.
The price is wrong, bitch.
So is my costume.
At 101X Morning X on Twitter, you can go vote for today's Joke Court.
The Morning X.
Ready yourself, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of Nick Was Wrong. Nick, for some reason, has been cast as our Wolf Blitzer, our Peter Jennings, our Dan Rather, our...
John Stewart.
Who's a right-leaning journalist so I can appease that side of our audience?
Todd Jeffries.
Okay. Our Todd. He's our news reader, okay? He's our newsman.
Check your phone.
And he told us in the news earlier that something, you called it a scam about Austin real estate.
I did all scam news, and I included that one in there because I do believe that it's kind of...
What is the news?
We are the largest city to get rid of built parking minimums when it comes to building new buildings, like the condos downtown. There's like a certain amount of like our apartment complexes. You have to have a certain amount of parking per capita.
Yeah.
And we've said, nope, not worried about that.
No more parking.
The idea is that instead of spending money on costly parking garages, these big high-rise condos could just put in more units.
Yeah.
And that the people, they're not having to, the developers aren't having to recoup the cost of parking so they can make everything cheaper for people, which is definitely how capitalism works.
That is totally from your perspective and point of view. Is the cost of living in Austin too damn high? Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. Now, why is that? Because so many people are moving here. Are the people moving here rich a-holes? Yeah, probably. I don't know. But lots of
people. Unless they listen to us right now, and then you guys are the cool ones.
Lots of people.
It's the other ones.
For 25 years have been moving to Austin, Texas. Yeah. It is a very popular destination. And again, during the pandemic, when people were like, oh, we're all just going to remote work. I don't have to be in New York City or California or wherever. What's a cool city to live in? So lots of people came here then. And that is the time when the prices really skyrocketed, and it is because of the principles of supply and demand. There are too many people here for the amount
of invisible hand. I'm going to punch you with my very visible hand
of homes that have been erected. And so, if you say, "Hey," it's not a great situation, okay? And I don't even know that I'm in favor of it, but you calling it a scam is incorrect. If you get rid of the parking necessities, you're able to add more actual houses.
Yes.
And if there's more actual houses, that is more accommodating for the number of people we have, the price goes down. It becomes more affordable.
No, because first of all, what's happening is not that necessarily people are moving here. Again, rich California a-holes, I'm happy. Welcome to Austin. It's a great place to be, okay? But it's the fact that people realize that Austin was a boom town. Everybody wanted to live here. So all of these rich Dallas companies and developers came in like, oh, instead of building normal priced houses, we're going to build you fancy luxury lofts so the crypto bros and the influencers can come here, have their fancy high-rise tower. And they're charging exorbant prices. That is what is driving the prices.
If they were exorbanant, people would not buy them.
No, because there are lots of rich a-holes that want to move here now.
Well, right.
The poor people don't.
You know how much a house is worth? What somebody will pay for.
Great. Okay, great, Jason. Well, how much is your house worth? Too damn much, all right? It's easy for you to say moving into Maine or Texas.
I'm moving to Austin.
You're now doing to Maine, okay? So you're next, Maine. Watch out. He ain't building you a Little Caesars. It ain't going to happen, okay? He's just going to sit there and drive the prices with his weird house. Anyway, also, what happened with egg prices during the pandemic? They skyrocketed, and they told you it was because, oh, there's bird flus, and there's a shortage and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there was Google it. There was one specific, the third largest egg buyer, I believe. They never had bird flu, but they were just like, oh, we can now sell eggs for six times the cost now? I guess we'll just all make billions of dollars. They were not hit by the market prices. They were just like, oh, it's acceptable to spend this much money.
We're talking about eggs right now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I wanted to talk about real estate.
That's a real... No, I'm saying that these people, if you give them the opportunity to charge you this much in rent and say, oh, it's because of parking or because of this or because... How about you just don't make a bunch of money for your stockholders, okay? How about everybody just breaks even for a year instead of having to have record prices in all industries? This is the same thing as the actors and the writers striking. this is the same thing.
All right.
There's record price. It's like, oh, we can't. Gas is high because there was a storm or some refinery blew up in Houston. Meanwhile, you're making $1 billion record profits. How about you just all take right. the loss
again,
instead of passing the buck off to the people?
I was trying to talk about real estate prices.
I'm saying that it's all related. Everybody just wants to make money. They want to squeeze the common man, and that whatever their excuse is for it about cost and market analysis and evaluations is all BS that they make up to bamboozle you.
So you do not believe that the principles of supply and demand are affecting the cost of living in Austin.
I don't think that the prices are going to go down. They know that rich people can come out of town and pay for these costs. And whether you are, it's just increased. No, the lack of parking is not going to lower prices. It's going to increase profits.
Have you seen the price of Austin real estate over the last 9 months or so?
No.
It's plummeting. As somebody who's
Is it plummeting or is it just down? Because every time I see one of these articles, it's like, it's down 0.3%! Everybody panic!
As somebody who's ready
to down 0.3%!
To sell a home, okay, I've probably lost $200,000, all right?
From your home that was worth, like, what, 1.5? There's also things about how this is just a rate to get the city's making money because instead of parking in your condo, you have to park on the street now.
It's
a scam from multiple angles. But you keep talking about economics 101.
Nick was wrong. Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the Double DLP, my guy, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, but my sources are telling me you guys are having a weird day. Including Mick Minus in my ear, by the way, just in case.
What? Oh, okay, I got you.
He's still getting used to things here, Dennis. It's fine.
I'm still getting used to things. I'm the one who's acting crazy today. better take it easy, man.
My favorite married couple.
Sex
is so hot, Dennis.
So much to discuss, Dennis. Let's get straight down to business. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but it has come to my attention that there was baseball.
63 years is a long time to wait, but the Texas Rangers are World Series champions.
Congratulations. to the Texas Rangers, and I know that maybe this is unfortunate for you, Dennis. The news today, this is the lowest, they say it's the least watched World Series ever. And if anybody comes at you and tries to tell you that, Dennis, because I know this was on your network, you tell them, hey, there were like 40-something World Series before TV was invented, so don't you dare say it's the least watched ever.
I'm glad you armed me with that. We knew that. I mean, it was two teams that had lost 100 games just 2 years ago. There wasn't a lot of sizzle nationwide. There's a ton of sizzle around here, though. It was kind of cool to see the Rangers get it done. I know for all my... I'm sure you guys have tons of DFW buddies that are all in, and I mean this is their Cowboys winning the Super Bowl kind of thing. So it was cool, and it was cool for the Express. You know, we got our Round Rock Express family out there. You see, they had 12 guys on that roster that had come through. So anyway, it was
really cool
for the folks around here, but not great nationally.
1903 first World Series, 1947 first televised series, so 44 years just to do that. But good quick math.
Bet you they skipped a couple in there.
Trying to help you out here. But also, Dennis, everybody knows it was Arizona's fault. Okay. Texas Rangers, that's a name brand baseball team.
Their ratings draw.
It was them Diamondbacks that everybody was tuning out on.
I'll give you that. Yeah, let's go with that too.
All right, that's enough on baseball because the University of Texas is hosting a big football game tomorrow versus Kansas State. I am positive this game is on Fox based on the unacceptable start time. Big noon, let's go, baby, let's go. Texas is only a 4-point favorite in this game, Dennis. My guy Nick Hodges says that he is very worried about the Longhorns.
No, Dennis, I'm confirmed on the record, unblemished confidence. Longhorns win the national championship. It's a sure thing.
Yeah.
Back up the truck. But I do feel like this, if I was susceptible to being scared, this one would scare me.
Should we be worried?
I don't know if we need to re-cue the tape. I mean, this is when everybody was talking about Texas running the table, they're going to be huge favorites over everybody in the world. K-State, I mean, from the jump, they were the defending Big 12 champs. They always seem to be get better as the year goes on. They're well-coached. They're sound. They're physical. So, yeah, you knew this was not going to be a freebie by any means. And, oh, by the way, now you're out your starting quarterback who has experience. So, concerned? Yeah. I mean, it's I think it should be a good game. The Malik Murphy is quite a wild card in this because as talented as he is, this is his second college start. Sark kind of talked about that just yesterday where he's not only trying to find his comfort level as a starting QB at Texas, but the rest of the staff and the players are trying to figure him out as far as what he does on game day and game week. So, yeah,
Dennis. Jason is already trying to turn Malik Murphy into a defensive end.
Look, I'm doing it for his own good. I told the man if he wants to make NFL millions that he needs to move to pass rusher right now. That is the perfect pass rusher's body.
Have you not seen his hose? He's got arm talent. Undeniable.
You know what? Play him on both sides if you want. I'm just trying to. I'm looking out for the young man's future.
I'm going to Google right now. Malik Murphy's hose.
Don't do it. Hey, Jace, were you in the camp to turn Vy into a receiver?
You know what? I'm the worst because yes, I was. Shout out to my guy. I was a Chance Mock guy. All right. I was like, we're going to ride the Chance Mock train. Yeah. It's time that we move Vince Young to wide receiver. And every once and again, I miss one. Okay.
He also wanted Ricky Williams to be a kicker.
No, that doesn't seem correct. Hey, Dennis, here. After all these talks of my misses, I have some actual analytics for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Last 2 years versus K-State, Texas has averaged 40 run attempts, which is far higher than Sark usually likes to hand the ball off. Jonathan Brooks has been the best offensive player for this team, despite it seems as if Sark has a war on him. Will Sark run the ball against K-State tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of strength on strength. Their run defense is, I mean, they're good. They're good at running the ball. They're usually good at stopping the run. So, but you have to go with it. UT's run game's been awesome. I love it. The Jonathan Brooks story. I mean, there's a guy that didn't earn the starting spot to start the year. Beaten out by a true freshman in C.J. Baxter, a talented one, don't get me wrong. But it's been fun seeing him just blossom into this guy that maybe he always was. We just didn't know it. Texas is going to run the ball. The thing is, what you're saying, a war on Jonathan Brooks, some people are saying, I heard Sark question about why aren't you getting Jay Witt more. That there's one ball. And there's a ton of weapons. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about that before because it always comes up. There's somebody like, hey, how come you're not doing this? And I'm not a Sark apologist, but you just start looking along that's less touches than for Xavier or for A.D. Mitchell or mm-hmm. for, you know, you're trying to get C.J. Baxter
back. J.T. Sanders.
You got J.T. Sanders right now, the current probably best pass-catching tight end in the game. Yeah, it's just there is a lot of people to feed. I think they've done a pretty good job of spreading out and keeping everybody happy for the most part.
Nick, let's make a note. Start a letter writing campaign to the NCAA. Add more balls. Okay, that's what we need.
There you go.
I pitched the multi-ball. I pitched the multi-ball early in the offseason. All right. It's a bonus. It comes out like a pinball.
Let's move to the NFL where another game on Fox, the game of the week, Cowboys at Philly. I came in on Monday, Dennis, full of bravado about them boys after they put it to Los Angeles. I have a whole argument about how they're actually the best team in the NFL. It's mostly a joke. But as we've grown closer to this game, I'm now getting worried. I'm like, how are they going to go to Philadelphia and win? But they're only a 3-point dog, so it could happen, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been kind of weird with this game, too. My gut is from the jump. I guess I'm opposite of you. My gut at the beginning was, I just don't know if the Cowboys are ready to get this dub on the road, you know, up there in Philly. And I think some of that stems from whether it's that he's small or that he's recovering from a serious injury, but Tony Pollard just hasn't felt like that answer, you know. He flashes, but you'd love to see the running game in just better shape when you go on the road. I mean, that's what you need, right? You need a running game. Yeah. You need a defense. Defense, man, you talk about a challenge. A.J. Brown, I don't know how many 125-yard games he's up to in a row.
All of them.
Something like that. But
all of them.
Yeah, he's he's unstoppable right now. So, I can't wait to see what that defense can do against the continues to churn. Even though I guess Jalen Hurts is supposedly a little gimpy. You're a Jalen Hurts fantasy owner.
I am. Yeah.
Here, Dennis, I have a stat that will not help you with any kind of confidence. Dak Prescott, 8-3 versus the Eagles.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, I saw that, which really confuses you.
Football, gun of football, man.
If you had a gun to my head, I mean, I think Philly's the obvious choice. But to answer your question, yeah, no, Cowboys definitely have a shot.
Dennis, in addition to that, I know it's loaded. What do you have on Fox this weekend, man?
Yeah, so we'll work backwards. Cowboys, Eagles, that's what everybody will be watching. That's the late afternoon game, following Rams, Packers at noon. Saturday, like the aforementioned Longhorn K-State game, that one's the big noon game. I know it gets you guys
I love
up
it.
In the
Don't
in the
worry, man. It's not that it's the best tailgating day of the year, and we're going to have to meet out there at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Play your rage tricks.
No, beer in the morning is special, you know. Penn State, Maryland's the middle game, and then we didn't know if we're going to have Game 7 of the World Series. Rangers put an end to that, thankfully. But we have BYU, West Virginia moving in on the primetime slot Saturday night, and then we do Fox 7 football tonight. Me and John Hine, Cliff Thornton and the gang, so Joe Salazar. So. Be sure to tune in for that. And Fox 7 Friday football tonight, high school ball.
Big, big, big football weekend, and you can catch it on Fox 7. Dennis, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next week. All right, buddy?
All right. Go Boys, go Horns. We'll see what they can do.
The Morning X.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Bert Kreischer is going to be telling jokes at the Moody Center on May the 18th, and they have to be funny because they have a no shoes, no shirt, no service policy, and they would make him put a shirt on if he was not telling funny jokes, right? All right. Got to Friday and almost had enough busting on him. We have a contestant. Hi, Hunter.
Hello,
Hunter. Nick is going to give you some categories. He'll then ask one question of the two of us. You think of an answer. I'll write mine down. Whoever is closest, you may go over. No Price is Right scoring will be the winner. Beat me, and you're going to go see Bert Kreischer, all right?
All right.
All right. Hajda?
Your choices are, Hunter, it's Elemental, My Dear Dick Man, which is all about periodic table stuff, Austin Landmarks compared to National Ones, and in honor of Bert Kreischer, Florida Man Trivia.
What do you think, Hunter?
Let's go Florida Man Trivia. That one sounds the most entertaining.
All right.
All right. How many unprovoked alligator attacks happen in Florida each year?
How many unprovoked alligator attacks per year?
Yes.
In all of the state of Florida.
In the entire state of Florida, how many unprovoked alligator attacks that require professional medical attention?
Okay. I am writing an answer down.
Normally, I would say it's a lot of qualifiers, but it is Florida. So.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I have my answer, Hunter, if you want to take a guess.
Okay. I'm going to say, let's go 115.
115. Yeah, see, I feel like you're trying to Florida. They got them gators all over the place, mm-hmm. But it is the provoked versus unprovoked. I'm thinking that now I look at my number, it might even be too high, but I went way lower than that, 33.
It is only 10
unprovoked
gator attacks that require professional medical treatment.
That's what I thought. Now, how many provoked?
Yes.
How many are those?
Or
how
many that are treated by amateur doctors?
Honey, watch this. I'm going to go kick the gator again. Watch this.
They apparently do not keep track of that data because I assume it's just so high. It's like they can't keep a track of it.
Right. You were asking for it attacks.
Yes.
And that's a high number.
The gator was coming right at me.
Hunter, I did defeat you, but we have a prize for you. Hold on, my man.
The Morning X.
Come on, man. Has it not been a weird enough day already? Just don't do it. I'm going to try and brighten the people's day, uplift them with some positive feel-good news, and then Nick will burst in and ruin everything.
Can't stop, won't stop, don't stop.
He is. A segment called Don't Nick My News. Let's talk about pussy hair. Pussy cat hair.
That'll be the only one, guys.
No, I doubt it.
That'll be the only one.
I doubt it.
Cat hair. That, I'm for real. I'm committed to that. Because that one was alarming, I got to admit.
You know, I realize we started today's show about breasts, and now we're onto this.
Story about cat hair, boys and girls. Follow along here. Home defense. If you were going to get a pet that you wanted to use as a guard animal, obviously you have a guard dog. Nobody has a guard cat. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. But now, thanks to some new DNA technology, it might be better, actually, to have a cat. Let's say, you know, any perpetrator will go to great extents, not leave any of their DNA behind if they're going to break in. Nick, let's just say you're going to kick in someone's door and go murder them. Yeah. What precautions would you take to make sure they don't know you were there? They can never find you, man.
Well, number one is never talk about it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But no, you burn everything down.
Oh, you just burn everything down.
You can't leave DNA evidence if there's nothing there.
Well, this might even defeat that system. And no matter what steps a perp might take to not leave any of their DNA behind, your cat, almost every cat has a unique DNA mutation detectable in their hair. And anybody who has a cat or has been to somebody's house who has a cat, knows you're going to leave with some cat hair on you, man. Mm-hmm. All right? You're going to leave with some cat hair on you, and I'll spare you all the different analysis and what's going on, University of Leicester, blah, 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 new techniques, new. They can now very, very definitively say, hey, that hair comes from that cat. All right? So you break in, you murder, you burn everything down. I guess if you burn the cat down, that might be defeat the system. If you are a suspect and they find a cat hair on you, they're going to test it, and they can use that to put you at the scene of the crime.
Wow.
And in fact, one criminal has already been busted using this technology. So how about that? The cats of the world stopping crimes. What a feel-good story.
So I was going to sit here and say you can easily defeat this by just sprinkling a bag of random cat hair, because I thought they were tracing your cat. Like, the thief was leaving cat hairs at the scene of the crime.
I think the idea is the opposite. They take your cat with you. You take the cat hair away.
My strategy of just, like, rolling around with a bunch of stray cats before you commit crimes, not going to be valuable here. However, everybody knows, thanks to Home Alone, every good bandit has to have a theme. They were the wet bandits. They were the sticky bandits. You're just the naked bandit.
The naked bandit?
He's the naked bandit.
Okay.
No hairs in my clothes because I ain't wearing clothes. Okay. Now, you could try to hide your face.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing is that, look, obviously this is going to be a good thing if this involves, like, serious crimes like murder or, you know, sexual assault or something like that. So that I'm excluding all of those from this here. But
thank you.
They're making it a little bit too hard on the criminals these days. All right? Like, let's... come on. Like, just a little bit of some slight petty crimes, and now all of a sudden you're all jammed up. Like, for instance, let's say that you are still trying to offload a 2009 Nissan Altima battery that's slightly used because AutoZone refuses to accept it to return it for cash value because I've used it for, like, 2 weeks before buying a new car.
Right.
And my whole thing was like, and it goes back to, there's like a discount tire commercial from back in the day where this old lady is mad at her tire and she goes and, like, throws it through the window of the store to return it, quote unquote. And I was like, that's it. Like, if you won't give me the money for this battery, I will just cause, you know, $200 of property damage
to
your store.
You're going to throw a battery through their pane glass window?
You know what? I would, I feel like we would be square. But yeah, it's just like I will cost you that money somehow, some way. But of course, you can't do it now because everybody's got a security camera or a doorbell cam, and so you got, like, it's hard to get to avoid getting caught, and that defeats the purpose if I go to jail, because that will end up costing me, and then I have to go cause property damage to the jail, and the police station to make up for that. It's a vicious cycle.
You are a crazy person.
The point is,
man. You know that?
This is, I feel like, a controversial opinion. We should not make it this hard for the criminals to get away with crimes.
We should make
that
it
are not
easier.
Serious ones that are travesties, obviously. Now, also, I'm going to say that this will not affect me because I have some would say a supernatural ability to avoid the pussy cat hair.
I was committed to my one P word.
This ration. Isn't really going to affect ration. Me at all.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to. You can get a cat, all right? You could get a... Okay, that was a good one. We're almost done.
The Morning
X.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to attempt to perform the impossible task of translating crazy Nick Hajdebrain. I know you to be a very smart man, but occasionally when you're trying to explain your point, you start yelling and doing a bunch of voices, and occasionally there's an analogy that doesn't make any sense, and so you come off just looking a fool.
Look, all right? Lots of geniuses are hard to understood totally when a common man.
Correct.
Einstein
correct.
Had the same problem. Very few people got his theories.
Honestly, now I'm not even confident about it, but a reminder to everybody, this weekend is daylight saving time or ends Fall daylight back. Saving time.
No, we're getting into it. We're starting to save it.
We're out. Saturday
we've had a surplus,
night.
Now we're having a shortage.
Saturday night. Is it at 2 a.m. because that's when that's bar time? Why did they pick that time?
I don't know.
But as far as I know, Saturday night at 2 a.m., it goes back to being 1 a.m.
Yep.
All right? And this is the last time we will ever do this, okay? It has been eradicated by the United States government.
Yeah. They've tried before and we've gone back on it, so all right. Determined. But
I I'm taking this as a personal victory, okay? We're just one step closer to universal dick time. For a decade now, I've been coming in here saying, why? Why are we changing the clocks? What are we doing this for? And everybody's like, oh, it's for the farmers or the kids need more dick. Or I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Don't put your cockamamie dick time thing into
universal
my daylight
dick
saving time is bad.
First step,
totally rational.
Eliminate daylight saving time. Uh-huh. Okay. Second step, universal dick time. If it is 9:45 right now, it's 9:45 in London. It's 9:45 in Tokyo. It's 9:45 around the globe. Okay.
If you go
it's
to London, are we then adjusting our clocks because it would be 9:45 in London time?
We can take London time, whatever time it is in London. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Okay. 9:45 doesn't have to be the morning for me. If 9:45 is lunchtime, sure. Okay. You know. If 10 a.m. is happy hour, been there, done that.
Yeah.
But, no, the point is, earlier, Dear Redacted Nick was talking about how we're messing this whole thing up. Because
we're doing it wrong.
We're stopping on I was going to try to explain to the people for you.
Sorry.
We're stopping on the wrong cycle, okay? Because Nick believes that once upon a time in caveman land, we all started waking up at the same time based on when the sun would come up. And that's how we decided that 9 a.m. was the right time to start the workday, was because our bodies woke us up, I don't know, 2 hours before that or something like that. And that it would be good. It's a good thing to eliminate the changing of the clocks, but we're stopping on the wrong one. We should pause it the way that we are today instead of pausing it this weekend.
Correct.
So we will now be permanently 1 hour off of how our bodies want to be.
Back in the day,
that's the problem.
Somebody stared at the sun and said, that position in the sky is 10 a.m. I assume they like squinted and pointed their thumb at it somehow.
Yeah.
And so we've evolved to that. And now it's like here.
Well, we haven't evolved if somebody decided
you
it.
You hold onto your steering wheel at 10 and 2. It'd be like if somebody just said, hey, every November, we're going to shift it our hand position to now we're at noon and 9.
I perfectly explained
it. Can you drive at noon and 9? Yeah. You can keep your car on the road like that, but it's just a weird, unnatural angle for your hands to be. And why are we? That's what we're doing. We are trying to move our clocks to noon and 9, and it makes no sense.
It is weird for me
that
you are upset about this, because your take on everything is only what is best for you. Our earlier discussion about real estate, and you are going to wake up at a ridiculously way too early hour anyway. All right? It's not going to affect you at all.
I don't understand how you do this. You're always like, I'm a slave to logic and efficiency. They finally figure out that shifting times is stupid, but we stop on the stupid one. You were so close.
Let us stop on the stupid one. At Regularly Sleepy tweets at the Morning X, while out celebrating a Rangers victory, I met a sexy, bloated Bob Barker zombie. We decided to go see the new Scorsese film and fell asleep. I woke up, Bob was gone, they gave me an IT virus, and I don't know what day it is.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Have a good weekend, an extra hour of weekend for the last time ever. Hajda happy hour today, I understand.
5 to 7 in cahoots, come on down, we've got tickets.
In cahoots.
In Rainy Street.
If you say so, my friend.
Friends of Bud Light.
Then tailgating tomorrow. It's going to be a fun weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. You guys be safe.
The Morning X.
Man, the time change has really got you messed up. Nick just time traveled back 8 months in cahoots. This is a promotion from March.
That's where we did South By.
Yeah.
Apologies, in cahoots. Perfectly fine place to go do a happy hour.
Right.
I will be at Unbarleavable today on Rainy Street 5-7 with our friends from Bud Light. I got my bar pun names confused.
Right.
Okay. And this is your fault. Okay?
Wait. Oh, it's my fault.
You brought up Universal Dick Time, and it disrupted the entire space-time continuum.
Okay. So let's just to double reinforce, since we put ourselves one promotional announcement in the hole, let's once again remind people the first ever, by the way, newly branded Hajda Happy Hour.
That's right.
We're going to call them Hajda Happy Hours. Is going to be where?
Unbarleavable 5-7 today. We have tickets.
The Morning X.